Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we're joined by Maureen Nichols and Marcy Boyd of the Knoxville Raceway Charitable Organization to talk about the 6th Annual Fundraising Extravaganza. You guys are holding an event on February 25th, and take us through that event. It's called the 6th Annual Fundraising Extravaganza. Take us through that event and what exactly that all entails.
Okay, so this is our 6th event, and I'll let Marcy talk a little bit about, because this is dear to her heart, the purpose of what KRCO is for, why we have this fundraiser every year. It's on Saturday night the 25th. We do a meal, which is being catered by Hy-Vee. There is no cost to the admission of the event. Doors open at 4 o'clock. We have numerous items that have been donated by drivers, families of drivers, businesses around town, and other neighboring towns. So we will have a silent auction that runs from 4 until 8 p.m., I believe it is. And 7 p.m., I'm sorry. Thank you, Marcy. A live auction starts at 7 o'clock. Larry Cummings, who is one of the fair board members here at the racetrack, donates his time, does the auctioneering. It's just a lot of fun. Food, drinks, mingling. The drivers hopefully will be there to intermix with everybody as well.
So, Marcy, where is this going to be taking place at? What are some things that the public can expect other than silent auction, all that going on? Is there going to be autographs or anything like that going on?
If we have drivers there, there will be autographs. We'll be at Dyer Hudson on the fairgrounds. Besides the food and the auction, it's just a lot of fun. It's a great way to raise funds for the drivers. We sell 50-50 tickets every weekend, and the money raised goes, 50% goes to the winner. And 40% goes into our bank, and 10% goes to the groups that sell. And we use those funds to help the drivers. We buy insurance for them. They're injured. We also buy them safety equipment. That's what we're all about.
Okay, so what does the public have to do to be a part of this?
Well, we just want everybody to come there and bring their checkbooks. We just like, you know, show up. It is a lot of fun. And just like Marcy was saying, KRCO was developed many moons ago by some drivers' wives to help people that were injured when they had accidents. We do this great insurance policy for all the drivers that qualify in the points each year. Last year, we did a great program that we've been notarized for nationally. We signed them up for what we call Life Square. It's a little scan code they have on their helmets. Our safety crew here at Knoxville can scan if someone's in an accident. It has all their pertinent information, is immediately released to the hospital. It just helps with their cares easier. It's all about raising money to help our drivers have a safe race season at Knoxville Raceway.
So now, along with this fundraiser, what is the public? Do they have to RSVP? Do they just show up? And then also, where can they go to find out more information if they want to find out more information about it?
Okay, no, they do not have to have RSVP to this. They can just show up. We have a Facebook. Knoxville Racing Charitable Organization is on Facebook. There's information on there. Knoxville Raceway has it on their website as well. Just really want everybody to come out and have a good time.
Is there any other events throughout the year besides this one that you guys will also be maybe trying to get some more donations from?
Yes, of course, our 50-50. We need to thank those sellers. We have eight organizations, from swim teams to cheerleading to dance teams, youth football, just groups that come and sell tickets for us throughout the year. But we will be doing a wine event, probably not until after the race season again, a wine and cheese event. We tried that last year. We also will do it'll be our second annual bus ride during Nationals. Was a big hit. So we visit various establishments throughout the day during the Nationals. And that was a big hit, so we'll do that again. So just keep watching our Facebook page.
And Marcy, is there anything else that you'd want the people of Knoxville and Marion County to know about this organization?
We're still accepting donations for this. If anybody wants to donate anything, they can contact any of the members, Maureen Nichols, Melinda O'Field. They can contact those ladies and they'll tell them how to donate. We just want everybody to come out and have a good time and support our drivers.
Thanks to Maureen Nichols and Marcy Boyd with the Knoxville Raceway Charitable Organization for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.